Iran turns to Bitcoin and Tether to move money past U.S. sanctions. Iran is relaxing its currency controls and leaning on crypto, including Bitcoin and Tether's USDT, to keep trade and money moving under U.S. sanctions and a naval blockade, according to a Financial Times report circulated on September 9, 2026. The shift points to a government treating digital assets less as a speculative market and more as working payment infrastructure. The report lands during a sharp escalation of the six-month conflict between Iran and the United States, and against a backdrop of tightening U.S. financial pressure. U.S. Treasury Chief Scott Bessent has publicly backed using American financial power as a foreign policy tool, which is exactly the kind of leverage that pushes a sanctioned state to look for rails outside the dollar system, a sanctioned economy reaching for neutral rails. Sanctions work by cutting a country off from correspondent banking, the network of dollar clearing relationships that lets money cross borders. Once that access is gone, a central bank cannot easily settle oil sales, pay for imports, or defend its currency. Crypto sidesteps that choke point because a stablecoin transfer settles peer-to-peer without a U.S.-regulated bank in the middle to freeze it. That is the appeal of stablecoin settlement for a state under pressure. USDT in particular has become the default dollar substitute across much of the emerging world, and it moves on public blockchains that no single government controls. Bitcoin serves a different function here, acting more as a reserve asset and a way to hold value outside a rapidly depreciating rial. Relaxing currency controls fits the same logic. When official exchange rates diverge sharply from black market ones, capital flight follows. Letting more crypto flow in and out is a pressure valve, even if it hands the state less control over its own monetary base. The limits of the workaround crypto is harder to seize than a bank account, but it is not invisible. Every USDT and Bitcoin transaction is recorded on a public ledger, which is why blockchain analytics firms and Western agencies have gotten good at tracing flows tied to sanctioned entities. Tether itself can freeze USDT held in specific wallets, and it has done so before, at the request of law enforcement. A state relying on USDT is trusting a private issuer that answers to U.S. regulators to not blacklist its addresses. There is also a liquidity ceiling. Converting large volumes of crypto into usable local currency or foreign goods still requires exchanges, over-the-counter desks, and counterparties willing to take the risk. Those on-ramps and off-ramps are where enforcement tends to bite and where spreads widen the moment a flow looks sanctioned. Moving a few million dollars quietly is one thing. Settling a national oil trade is another. The signal for the rest of the market. The Iran story is one data point in a broader pattern. When the dollar system is used as a weapon, the targets look for exits, and crypto is increasingly the exit they find. That has two edges for the industry. It validates the original pitch that permissionless money is genuinely censorship resistant. It also invites exactly the regulatory response the U.S. is already leaning toward, with FinCEN flagging billions in suspect crypto flows and enforcement agencies seizing record sums this year. Every high-profile sanctions evasion case gives regulators fresh reason to tighten rules on stablecoin issuers, exchanges, and self-hosted wallets. For ordinary users, the near-term effect is indirect but real. Pressure on Tether to police its network more aggressively and on exchanges to screen wallets harder tends to trickle down into stricter onboarding, more frozen balances, and narrower access in gray zone jurisdictions. The same properties that make crypto useful to a sanctioned state are the ones that keep it under a regulatory microscope everywhere else. Crypto prices barely reacted to the report. As of September 9, 2026, Bitcoin traded near $78,873, roughly flat over 24 hours, with Ether around $2,497 and the market's fear and greed index sitting at 73, firmly in greed territory. The macro tension has not yet translated into a price move, but the structural story of crypto functioning as an alternative settlement layer keeps getting louder.